Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin's here. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 8th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? His mother's,
wow.
That's something his mother is so proud of him for. He and Susan Nagin, the better half, put a book together called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. I've never seen another one like it, folks. You still need to check this out. He was selling kites when nobody else was selling kites, and he was making it happen, and that impressed the heck out of me, and he's here to talk to us about something really important. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Jim. It is the first thing my mother says about me whenever she meets anybody new. So,
well, when she talks about you being a member of my Brain Trust for 8 years, she says, "So it's come to this, son." Hey, Bob. One of the things that I know that it's on your mind these days is something that people call cause marketing. CAUSE, cause marketing. Now, tell us what's going on.
Sure. So, cause marketing is when a small business, and I'll use the example of retail, but all small businesses have this issue, is when a small business or retailer partners with a local nonprofit organization to raise money for the local nonprofit organization.
Right.
The problem that, our retail clients run into is I call it the donation dilemma. You know,
right.
So I have a store and somebody comes in and, they're for the local food pantry and I want to do good. I want to be an involved member of my community. But after a while, I get tired of asking for or giving away. I call it the donation dilemma. You want to do
right.
Well, but you feel you're being.
Well, you get every day, maybe twice a day, somebody comes by wanting you to donate money. They want you to sponsor a hole in a golf tournament or a fishing tournament or something like that. And these are good people. The causes are good. But there's only so much to go around.
That's the dilemma.
And if you're on Main Street, you're planted in the ground and your door is open.
That is absolutely correct. So what we've done here at WhizBang Training is we've created a whole sort of suite of different ways to really raise money for an organization. But here's the key, and this is what's so beautiful about it, is the amount of donation is directly tied to the amount of money that the organization's membership spends.
Huh.
So if the organization, I'll say the local food pantry. So the local food pantry sends all of their members in, and they spend a lot of money in my store. I write a big fat check because it's
right.
Usually tied to the a percentage of.
So the cause marketing, it could also be called quid pro quo marketing.
It could absolutely, yes, absolutely, and there's several ways to do it, but our clients are going crazy for it. Because, if the organization doesn't do their job, no big deal. No
right.
Check written.
Right.
But really what it does is it's an opportunity to leverage. So if you sponsor a hole, yeah, I know, everybody sees it. But that's different than really getting an opportunity to leverage, that group to get
mm-hmm.
access to the entire membership base.
Mm-hmm.
So good things are happening because of it.
Well, and so how would this work? What is it? How do you, when you're there in your retail store, and this transaction is about to happen, what does it look like when they walk in the door? How do they identify themselves? How do you confirm this? How do the charities or the causes make this happen?
Okay, so since you come into my store and you're with the local food pantry, and I say, Jim, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm no longer giving cash donations, but I've got a wonderful way to make the food pantry lots of money. Here's what we'll do. I'll go down, how many, you know, let's say that food pantry's got 500 people that support them,
right,
enthusiastically. I'll tell you what, Jim, I'll go down in the basement, and I'll create 500 $5 gift certificates that are specially designated. It
right.
says, you know, 20% of your purchase will go back to support the food pantry. So then what you would do is you would distribute those gift certificates, whether you would send them out in a newsletter, whether you would hand them out, however you choose to get them out. But then, you know, there's a cutoff date, there's an expiration date. So then you get enthusiastic about making sure that your members come in and spend a lot of money. Because, what I'll do then, what I say I'll do and what I do is I will donate 20% of the total sales generated by these gift certificates back to the food pantry.
Mm-hmm. 20%. So, now, did you pull that out of the air? Is that a number you really use?
That's a number we've really used. Of
that's
course,
because that's a pretty high number.
Well, no, it's not, Jim. When you look at it a couple different ways. First of all, what you're going to find is cause marketing is a tremendous customer acquisition tool.
Yeah.
So you pay to
acquire. I hear you. So it's not unlike a Groupon strategy.
But it's way better than a Groupon strategy.
No, but I mean the methodology is what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right. It's a customer acquisition tactic. So really,
so you're thinking moment one, you're thinking relationship, not transaction. You got to get that in your
absolutely.
Head.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and there's other ways to do it too. Another way to do it, and Susan did this incredibly successful with a local shoe store. She walked 60 miles to raise money for breast cancer research, and they had a after-hours party. It was called Paint the Town Pink. And so what they did was they had a party, and they had wine and cheese and raffles and yada, yada,
right.
yada, yada, yada. But then Alan, who had the running shoe store, donated 20% of all of his sales from mm-hmm. that party, a three-hour party, back to Team Save Our Sisters. So the point here is that you're acquiring new customers, not at full margin,
right.
but still at a profit.
But you got to do something with those people who come in and who drive that 20% check you're going to write to those people. If you don't capture those people, if you don't collect them, know who they are, so you can build that relationship, then it's all for naught. And when we come back, I'm going to get Bob to dwell on that a little bit and help us out with how to do that. After these messages, 20 after the hour, Bob Nagin is our guest. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.